All right, let me jump in here. So yesterday we spent the entire show talking about the progressive agenda at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center's space camp. I'm not going to belabor it today, but it did bring to mind that we should care about those who teach our kids and what they teach them. And I mean actually care about them. Alabama recently passed a major school choice bill. More so than ever before, parents are going to be able to be given a say in the educational directions of their kids. Nationwide, there's a focus, an emphasis, if you will, on asserting that in America, we value our children, and as such, we want what is best for them. Best for them in every way, which included wanting the best for them in education. As conservatives, we want to know that our children are being taught the basic, you know, best possible levels of reading, writing, arithmetic, sciences, technology, history, civics. In essence, we want an actual education. And, oh, by the way, at the same time, we want our kids to be safe, to feel valued, to have positive social interactions, to be truly educated, which includes having an outcome-based education, that rewards success and remediates failure. But it stays focused on what is best for the child. Sounds reasonable, right? I mean, conservatives, we just want our children to be educated. But liberal progressives, they just want our children. Think back to your own school days. Do you remember those times when we were taught to keep secrets from our parents? To literally conspire with our teachers to say or do things that our parents wouldn't like and then not tell our parents? Just to enjoy that salacious nature of having a trusted adult help us to rebel against our own family. You don't remember doing that? Neither do I. None of us do. Because it's wrong. And any teacher who tried that back in the day would find themselves out on their ear. Okay, never mind that one. But I'm sure you all recall those halcyon days of learning when you sat in biology class and you learned about the fundamentals of biology and anatomy and physiology, and you took tests on the topic. And even though the textbooks told you what was what, you were also told by your teachers that, you know, despite having to pass the test, that it was all hogwash in reality. Textbooks were wrong because any male could be a female and vice versa, simply by identifying. You don't remember that? Neither do I. None of us do. And any teacher who had tried that one back in the day would be run out of town on a rail. Well, what about the time, though, when we were taught in English class as kids to use proper pronouns, you know, based upon the standards of use for the English language? But then we went down the hall to our next class and we had another teacher tell us that it's okay to misappropriate pronouns for our own satisfaction. And that, you know, she can be a he and they, them can be used for a singular person. Wait. That didn't happen in my school. And I guarantee it didn't happen in yours either. But it does now, far too often, and any teacher back in the day that attempted that kind of tripe would have been sent packing forthwith. Okay. Maybe those things didn't happen. But I feel sure, though, that you recall those days when you were taught that this nation, this same United States, the one that won two world wars, this country that abolished slavery, that put a man on the moon, that invented the modern industrial age and more, that the nation you grew up in, it really didn't start in 1776. Oh, it started in 1619 because of slavery. And this great nation is systemically racist and not worth saving. Was that in your history books? That was not in mine either. Any teacher who tried to foist that kind of dogma on our kids back in the day would have been out for work the next day. So it sounds a bit sarcastic for me to say these things, I know, maybe so, but they are happening every day. Every single day we are catching more glimpses into the activist factories that some schools have become. Schools where every value, every belief, every patriotic vibe and faith-based notion is just laid bare and vacated by activists who pose as teachers. It happens every day now, and we are beginning to see it more and more. And I will pause here and say that I know and believe, though, that the vast majority of educators are not at all on board with the kind of educational indoctrination I just described. I know they're not. I know they're not because a lot of them are my friends or in my family. They are patriots. There are teachers out there who are godly influences in their classrooms all over the nation, and they have a calling to truly love and educate our kids. But too many of them are aware of what happens in the classroom right next to theirs, and they are reticent to get involved. They don't want to face the shouts and the aspersions. They're afraid of being called racist or homophobic or bigoted. And so too many good teachers just sit there and remain silent in the face of all the foolishness being perpetrated by their coworkers. We need to know. We, as parents and grandparents, need to know that fellow educators will not sit idly by and say nothing in the face of woke indoctrination happening in their schools. You see, here's the thing. I mentioned earlier we should care for good teachers. Well, I mean that with all sincerity. Parents, I believe, will rally behind a good teacher. If you're an educator or the friend or family member of an educator and they are worried about having to say something about what happens in their school, just know this. Parents in their community will rally behind a good teacher. Good teachers are everywhere, and they need to move back and take their profession back from the crazies. The crazies who are trying to co-opt it and make a mockery out of the profession of education, because it isn't that. It is just that. It is a profession. And I guarantee you, if a teacher sees a neighboring classroom being set up as a so-called safe space for kids to change their names, their pronouns, and allegedly their genders, or the classroom down the hall where they're taught to despise the flag of the United States, or they see the one denial of scientific reason by attempting to tell students that regardless of what they say on their biology test, that in real life, men can actually get pregnant. Good teachers who see that and call it out will have parents and concerned citizens rally to get their back every day of the week. But now that I've said that, here's the deal. Listen up, ruffians. We got to keep our end of the bargain. Gone are the days where we can just sit quietly, shrug our shoulders, or turn a blind eye. Gone are the days where we can just shrug our shoulders and say, that's not my kid, so it's not my fight. Progressive liberals, they want our kids, and if it's not your kid today, it'll be your grandchild tomorrow. It'll be that sweet neighbor's kid who plays in the yard. It'll be the little minions that run through the hallways of your church or play on the playground at the corner, or the ones who get too loud at the grocery store. It may not be your child, but it's nonetheless a fight for all of us. So if a good teacher, a good one, someone who values children and truly values real education, if a good teacher like that will take a stand for one of these kids, it is then our mission to get their back. The creed of the U.S. Army Rangers says, I will never leave a fallen comrade to fall to the hands of the enemy. It applies in other places in life too. We got to stick together. If you see it, you say it, and we get each other's back, and we never ever settle for letting progressives indoctrinate our kids in schools. So you find the good teachers, and oh, by the way, thank them. Thank them for what they do. And stand with those who are willing to say no to the bullies. And make sure that the real teachers, the ones who actually care about our kids, know that they themselves are actually appreciated. Good teachers, they're everywhere. They are the special ones, and we need to keep them in the profession. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. And I'm serious. I mean, listen, if a good teacher sees something happening in another classroom and they don't say something, they just became a bad teacher. Don't do it. But if they will speak up, we cannot let them take the fall for it. We have to be willing to get their back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.